You're listening to
USU Rewind.
Welcome back to USU Rewind, USU Live and Marketing's first podcast.
We're so excited. This is our first podcast coming back from May. It's been so long.
Yes, very long time.
Ricky, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, we'll do a little introductions. My name is Ricky. I work for the marketing team. I'm a social media and marketing assistant.
I'm Lauren. I'm from USU Live. I'm a programmer.
I'm Jessica, and I'm also from USU Live.
Yes, and we're really excited to be back. Talking. Well, this is our first time on this.
So it's our first time.
Yeah. I hope you guys are excited.
Yeah, our topic for today is things to do in San Marcos, restaurants.
With and without a car.
Yes.
Yeah, with and without a car. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you want to start with off campus or on? So if you have a car.
Ricky, do you have a car?
Yeah, I actually do.
So all three of us.
2015
Prius. Oh, okay. Getting real specific with it. Yeah. I don't know what my car is. I think it's a Honda Accord. She does her job.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
She does her job.
Those are like six bangers, I'm pretty sure. They go fast.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a speed racer, but I mean, I go like a good 80 on the freeway. That's like my max.
That's pretty fast.
That's pretty fast.
You think? You think? I just like admit something I wasn't supposed to?
Let's continue, guys.
Okay, so.
Things to do.
We all have cars. So me and Jessica are roommates. So we tend to go. Places.
Everywhere together.
Yeah, so. She said everywhere. But Ricky, what do you do in your free time if you just have your car?
Honestly, I commute, so I kind of just go home. Or I just go. What do I do?
So number one, you can go home. That's really good.
Go home. Yeah. Go to San Diego. You know, come find me at PB. No, I'm just kidding. I don't go to PB. I just go to PB to walk around.
We like to go. Where do we go? So San Marcos is like. She's San Marcos, so if you want to adventure a little bit more, that's what we tend to do.
Yes.
15-20 minutes, like Carlsbad. We go to beaches a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like beaches
is fun. But Tamarack.
Tamarack's a good beach. I do like that beach.
I've done a couple beach cleanups over there. It's always a good time.
Okay, giving back to the community.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
Why not?
Perfect. So you can go do a beach cleanup.
Yeah, do a beach
cleanup. Tamarack Beach is a nice beach. I do like that beach. Where else do we go?
There's not much trash to clean up at Tamarack.
True. I mean, there's Double Peak.
Oh, we love Double Peak.
I feel like everybody knows about that.
Have you ever been, Ricky?
Classic. Yeah,
it's very windy up there.
You have to go.
Like, no, it's fun.
Everyone knows what Double Peak is.
And if you don't, that's why we're here.
During sunset, it's so pretty.
Sunset is very pretty. Yeah.
No, but take friends. Take anybody.
Yeah. Take yourself.
Take yourself.
Some, like,
we got frozen yogurt one time.
Oh.
And we watched the sunset.
It was very
cool. It was very fun.
But yeah, the wind is definitely very high up there. So bring a jacket. Bring a jacket and a hood.
It's freezing.
And a good time.
It can get cold up there.
No, it really can.
And it can get really busy. So finding parking sometimes, especially during sunset, you have to like park far away.
And then they kick you out.
Yeah,
exactly. They do kick you out.
Yeah. So beware if it's like past sunset. They, like,
yeah, it's only
they start
open
like
from
kicking
like
you out.
Sunrise to sunset. Yeah. Yeah. That's the rule.
Yeah. So plan yourselves accordingly. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I feel like
one of our favorite things to do every week is the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
On Tuesdays.
Tuesday
Marcos Farmer's Market.
So good. Yeah, that's like obviously you can
that's
walk
like
there.
Our thing.
It's literally right by the quad, if you guys know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally along that street, and then you know that it's going on because like they'll close the street down.
Yeah. Yes,
but every Tuesday, that's our favorite place to go.
It's our favorite place. What time
it's
is
like
it?
It's like 7 a.m. to like 3 p.m.
Wait, really?
Actually,
no, I think it's only 2 p.m.
I think it's only three to five.
Someone fact check Ricky. Ricky's
sure
there like 7 in the morning on Tuesday.
3 to 7.
Three to seven.
Well, 3 to 7.
Yes, thank you.
I don't
switch
around.
Someone fact check that. But
3 to 7.
Don't
on
be
Tuesdays.
Out there at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. 3 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, yeah. 7 in the morning. And if you
thank
are there,
you.
Then blame Ricky. But yeah, 3 to 7 p.m.
It's so much fun. There's a lot of good food.
Yes, a lot of food, and like it kind of encourages you to try things you haven't tried before.
Yeah,
I tried Turkish food the other day.
So good. The gyro.
Yes. That's
so
exactly
food
what I
so
got.
So good.
They have like Thai food.
They have Kenyan food. And it's like,
they
it
have
really
boba.
Exposes you to it. And it's like really nice. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not really a foodie, but
so
like,
good.
Love
it's
that.
It's really fun. They also have music every week.
Music,
yeah, like
yes.
a new artist.
Live music,
showcase
yeah.
Yes.
Their stuff.
Definitely recommend if you've never been to the farmer's market. And then they have like flowers and it's
mm-hmm. You can
and
take
cheese.
Pictures.
Yes. They got lots of cheese.
They have cheese.
The
they
so
got
much cheese.
They do have a lot. Sometimes they have soup.
Yeah.
They're samples.
Their samples are so good.
It's giving Costco.
Face painting, too.
Oh, that's a new thing.
Oh, that is a new thing.
I
Dude, we should get our face painted. Yeah, so USU live across both cheeks.
Yeah, there you go.
USU live. That's what we're gonna do. All right, Tuesday, next Tuesday, we'll
next Tuesday
we'll,
we're there.
We'll pull up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyways, Farmers Market is a really big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think this is perfect to plug our events.
Hey,
USU live.
Come to USU live events.
So many events each week.
You can walk there. I know you can.
Yeah. It's usually within campus, right?
Yeah. No, it is.
Always.
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 Always on campus.
Always on campus.
But yeah, just fun things. Like, what other events we've done?
We have commuter breakfast each month.
Mm-hmm. We have
you
some
can get free breakfast.
We have some big events. Like, we just did Tuckwood Nights, which was circus themed. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Stilt Walker was great.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Always a good time.
It's okay, Ricky. We're not offended.
Crafty Cougars.
Crafty Cougars every
That's
month.
That's always a good time.
Yeah.
Always a good time. If Ricky says it's a good time, it's a good time. We also do Cougar Cinema, so you can watch movies for free.
And they pick good movies, too. It's
Like
Puss in Boots is...
Puss in Boots!
Yeah, a little sneak peek.
Love Puss in Boots.
We might do Puss in Boots.
That is a good movie. That is a really good movie. Also, in April, I'm having a Mad Hatter, like Alice in Wonderland themed just tea party. A little tea party with like treats and stuff. Thank you, Ricky. I really appreciate it. Yeah. That's April 20th.
April 6th,
oh.
National Burrito Day.
Guys, everyone just...
Yes, Ricky. Everyone gets a burrito if you come.
Yeah,
dude,
so be there.
In.
From 12 to 1, April 6th.
Where is it at?
The amphitheater.
The amphitheater.
It's going to be a good time.
See you there for some burritos.
You guys better have like the California burritos. You know, the ones with like the fries.
Those
and
are
like,
bomb.
Those are... That's a good idea. Thank you, Ricky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If there's those California burritos, it's because of this moment.
Yeah.
This moment is just decided now. Yeah, but our events are definitely, if you want to... come meet people or to go with your friends. Me and Jessica used to come before we were programmers, and like it was just something fun to do. Like, there, if you just like have a free night and it's just like, why not get free stuff, free food?
Yeah, you get free food,
great time,
free stuff. We've met so many people.
Yes,
it's always a good time.
We have very fun. Thank you for plugging us. But yeah,
anytime.
Let's see what else. Oh, I know that there's a new like, what is it called? It's like a brewery. I don't know.
Oh, but Draft Republic?
Draft Place. Have you been there?
Hey, if you're, no. But I think it's 21 up. No.
Yeah. Well, if you're 21 and up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never
Draft
been
this
there.
This is for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not, so.
It's walking distance right by the quad.
It is, yes. Oh, and also Mesa Rim.
Oh,
Mesa
Rim
is right there.
Favorite place.
If you've ever been to Mesa Rim, you
it's
know.
It's rock climbing. It's rock climbing.
We even have a rock climbing club on campus, so.
I didn't know that.
Do we join?
I didn't know either.
I think we
recently,
have to join.
That's so cool.
Yeah, Mesa Rim is really fun. And, like, I'm not a rock climber by any means, but we got a free trial. So they do a lot of promotions with, like, students from our school.
Yeah.
So you can look into that. But we went for, like, a week straight.
Mm-hmm.
And
we got the free trial.
I felt built. I felt built.
It was so much fun.
It was very fun.
They're
very nice. And then, like, if you like it, it's a little expensive, but if
you
pick it up,
it's like $30 for a day pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun to go with friends.
It is very fun.
Sure.
And they have a sauna.
Oh, they have a sauna.
Really?
They have a sauna
there.
We went into it.
In the bathroom.
It was great. First sauna experience.
Yeah, it was our first time. It was amazing.
Yes, it was really cool.
Usually they have like weightlifting things too, right?
Oh, yeah. They have like a little,
gym.
They
have classes.
They also had yoga classes.
They have yoga.
Really?
Which is also something you can do on campus if you don't want to go all the way to the gym.
Rec hosts a lot of classes.
We went to a few of the yoga classes. But I feel like yoga is something that like I never really thought I'd pick up, but like
it's kind of fun.
It's just
huh?
here. It is really fun.
Yeah,
I like it.
Once in a while, it's fun. Speaking of rec,
I was
going
to say, I knew I wanted you to bring this up.
Fun little story. They have classes going on right now, and one of them is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Let me
she was tackling our roommate on our floor. I was
yeah.
like, hello.
Is it like the capoeira stuff? Like, I know that's like the dancing martial art.
No,
it's,
it was legit.
Oh, it's
like,
actually
I was
jiu-jitsu.
Holding her head in my arm.
That's great.
Very legit. I feel like I could protect myself in any situation
Perfect.
Now.
Perfect. Yeah. So,
little shout out if anyone wants me to
Brazilian
show them
jiu-jitsu. Oh,
my
geez.
Moves, I will.
Oh, jeez. No one signed up for that. I got a free showing and I was just like, what is going on? We're going to ignore this complaint. Like, she's tackling people.
Yeah, I showed her in our living room.
Yeah, it was a scene.
But
yeah.
I definitely recommend going to rec events. They're
yeah.
always in the gym and they're so much fun because I would have never done a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu
she's
class if I had to pay for it. Like, this was so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely take advantage of those free classes because it's like you might pick up a hobby you know you like. And then even if not, like, you're not obligated to come back.
Yeah.
You can go once and be done.
Yeah.
But
so I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that
it was fun.
Is very unique. And didn't know we had that on our campus.
Yeah.
So
now you know.
Yeah. Stuff like that. But I definitely, if you want to be more on the zen side, not tackling people, yoga. Yoga is very
yoga.
Fun.
Zen.
Yes.
I also saw that it's like raining right now, but later, I'm pretty sure I saw like little poster boards of like horseback riding, like on the beach.
I saw that too.
Rectosoma.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Yes. Those have like a price, but they're not that bad. Like as much as you would for like an actual class. It's like discounted.
It's probably discounted. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. But yeah, there's a lot of fun opportunities. But as like I feel like just like looking into like our events and following CSUSM USU Instagram page, you'll find a lot of our events on there. Yeah. All of them. And you'll see some fun little promo videos too.
Ricky, do you go to the gym?
I do go to the
gym. Are you a gym bro?
I go to the one on campus.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think it starts getting busy around like 5 p.m., I want to say. Or maybe I'm just tricking you to go when it's...
Yeah, maybe he's just playing a mind game.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he told you to go to the farmer's market at 7 a.m., so I don't know if we can trust him. Like, I don't know.
No, but like 5 p.m. is when it actually starts getting busy, so if you go anytime before that, that's when I usually go, so you can catch me there. Mm-hmm. But like 4 p.m. is usually a good time, or anywhere, you know, people usually have classes throughout the day, so it's
true. Yeah.
It's tough to go like in the middle of the day, especially if you have other things going on. Mm-hmm. But if you're a morning person, you can
definitely
do that.
We did that last year. I wanted
to cry. Yeah, we tried going every day.
I just opted out of that whole.
It was fun.
I'm pretty sure they open at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, they open so early. Really? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah. Okay. Someone fact check that, please.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I feel like it's a decent gym. I'm not really cultured in gym.
No, I love our gym.
But I feel like it's a good one.
It's good.
They
got
have everything. Yeah. Everything.
And for free. You just need your student ID.
Exactly. Yeah. It is free.
And you just got to sign up. But it's like
basically
just
easy.
Accepting terms and conditions.
Yeah.
If people even read those. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, I used to pay like $30 for like a Crunch fitness membership for a month. And I could take a buddy and stuff, but you know, you can take anybody.
And you
like,
can walk.
And you can walk
right there. Why
it's
not?
It's amazing.
It's got everything you need.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
Completely. Yeah.
So promo to our on-campus gym. It's the Lewis Clark
Fieldhouse.
Yeah, that was in case you wanted specifics. I don't know. It's right across the street. But yeah. I like the gym.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was a lot of things to do on campus.
Yeah. And okay.
In
so
San Marcos without a car.
Yeah. So that's I feel true. Like you're set.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot
there's
to do.
There's also Ralph's right across the street.
Mm.
I spend lots of time in Ralph's.
Yeah.
CVS. There's the Orange Theory thing.
Orange Theory.
Thing.
Oh, wow.
Let's not talk about that.
I was going to say, we have a story about that.
I've never done it.
We tried. We
you
got a free trial.
You should go for the free trial, though.
It's fun.
They put you to work.
But, like, I got harassed. They said, come back. Please come back. So... It was a little bit of a, I was just
like a one-time thing.
I was like, I'm fine. Okay. Like, I'm not, it's okay.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like everyone should try it though. Because it was an experience.
It was. No,
I was sweating.
Me and Jessica looked at her. I was like, what do we just
we
get ourselves into?
Yeah.
It is very intense, but it's like a good type of motivating intensity. Mm-hmm.
I felt really good after.
I did like it.
My legs were shaking.
But and then they like were really wanting me to come back. And I was like.
It's definitely a niche. I feel like if you want to be into it, you really have to.
Oh, definitely,
You know,
but I was just like, I am.
Yeah,
I am okay. That's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go do my yoga in the corner.
There you go.
Yeah, but it is fun if you're into that.
If
like,
you
definitely
like working out.
Yeah, and there's also a nail place over there.
Oh yeah,
pretty good nail place called Go Bali Nails. I think
we've gotten our nails there a few times.
My nails are currently from there. Fun times.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, but like
and
that
you can
little
walk there.
That little center is really nice. So
yeah.
Also on Twin Oaks, like going further, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, you're
off,
good.
But
you're
like
good.
Further down, there's a ton of places to eat, like in the little area with Pizza Nova Tony's Mexican and
all these food places.
I know.
So
I don't think I've ever eaten.
Oh, that
there.
Place is good actually. That Mexican place.
And the Greek place, what's it called?
Oh, I don't know.
Is this by Costco?
No, it's right on Twin Oaks.
Oh, see, I don't know.
Which one?
Pita Guys. Yeah, Pita
Guys. Oh, Pita
Guys. So good.
I love.
Yes. Mediterranean food.
Oh, Mediterranean food is so yummy.
I love it. And Pizza Nova.
I think I just
really
like all
pizza.
Food.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I'm really
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like, all this stuff sounds great. I also, I think I'm hungry, so.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
This is all sounding really nice right now.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know if this is where you're talking about. I really have no idea. But where, like, the Jack in the Box and Chick-fil-A and all that place is,
that's
a little further down.
Yeah,
but
that is.
A lot of food places are there,
that's
too.
True.
Yes.
In-N-Out, all that.
We are there all the time. Chipotle.
Literally one of the main centers I go to for food.
Mm-hmm.
There's
I love
that.
Chipotle.
Yes. But, I mean, you love Chipotle.
So
what's your
too.
Order? Tell us your order.
I like to get a bowl with, like, like half steak, half chicken with brown rice and pinto beans. Black beans. And then no guac because, you know, I'm not trying to pay that.
It's really extra. Guess what? I'm so allergic expensive. To avocados.
Really?
I am.
Yes.
It's a struggle I live with. Anyways, continue.
Yeah. And then you get a tortilla on the side and you can like get half of it and put it in the tortilla and make your own burrito if you know how to wrap it. And then you have extra for later.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people do that.
On
yeah.
burrito day, smart. You should teach people how to wrap burritos.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
I don't know how to wrap a burrito. I really have no idea. And my grandma's always disappointed. And I'm like,
I can teach you.
Thank you.
Is it again? The burrito day?
April 6th.
April 6th.
April 6th. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget it.
Don't forget.
Don't forget it.
Where are you guys' favorite places to go with the car?
We go to, our roommate, shout out Grace. She's a vegan, so we've been trying a lot of different vegan cafes and, like, options for that. But where's that one?
We go there all the time. It's called...
Is it Milk Organics?
Milk Organics.
I just remembered
Milk
it.
Milk Organics. It's so
good. That place
good.
Is cute. I like that place.
It's really cute.
And, like, I've never, you know...
It's in Vista.
Yeah. I've never really, like... tried vegan food until like obviously like recently, but that place is really good.
Yeah,
so I would recommend
if anyone is vegan, that's the spot to go
for you. Spot for you. I tend to go thrifting obviously a lot. Yeah. I know it's not really San Marcos, but like Escondido, Goodwill, that one's a good
shout out
really?
To that one.
That one's I find stuff
that
all
one's
the time.
Really good. It's organized too.
Yes,
I gotta check it out.
You should.
I know there's also like besides the three beaches you can go to. Yeah. You know, there's so many surfing spots. I know Oceanside and Tamarack are all good for surfing. Mm-hmm. I think I went to Carlsbad one time. I surfed there once. And it was okay.
But you're a surfer?
It was okay. Yeah.
I did not know that. About you. I would have never guessed that.
Okay, Ricky.
Yeah. I like to go in San Diego, La Jolla Shores. You can all, it's like a 30-minute drive, probably.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Yeah. Tamarack is probably the closest one. And they have some good, you know, some good waves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's what I know about that.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And also just like the little shops by the beaches.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
So much
Oceanside.
Fun. Yeah. Oceanside has so much.
So cool. I love Oceanside.
Oceanside's good.
Yeah.
Also, if you're over there, Legoland's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Carlsbad, like in between there, Legoland.
Yeah. I've never been to Legoland.
I had a membership. Never. I had a pass when I was like in middle school.
We should go.
It was great.
I know. We should go.
Yeah, we should definitely go. Legoland.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Legoland's very fun. I mean, it's obviously like more so for like not really the rides. If you're going for the rides, don't go for the rides.
Yeah.
But experience food. Legoland's really fun.
That
like, it's just
so
cute.
Fun.
It's like a cute little environment. And it's pretty local, so.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What's that park that's like right down the street that we... It has like a lake. Not San Marcos Lake, but San Marcos Lake is
lake
so
San
cool.
Oh, wait, that one's
lake
cool
Lake San Marcos
too.
Is so cool.
Is it the one we like typically go to? Isn't it called Connors Park?
No. Not that one.
There's also Jack's Pond.
Huh? Discovery. First, let's talk about Lake San Marcos.
That is really pretty.
I've actually never been, but I've heard a lot of good
you
things
should.
About it.
I know that they do like the swan rides there. They're kind of expensive.
Swan
rides? Or like boat rides.
Are
yes.
you kidding?
Yeah.
Can
we go?
Like
yeah, we should like try
when
it.
Do they do that all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Did
you have to
it?
Like have a reservation, but maybe we should go.
I think it's worth it.
It's worth it. Yeah. Like to definitely. Go on a date. That sounds
so
fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
Oh my god.
They also have a restaurant like you can eat right on the lake. And one time Grace and I all of us went to go eat sandwiches right by the lake. We just got sandwiches from Board and Brew.
Oh,
and which Board and Brew is so good.
So good.
Their sauce.
She's very passionate about that.
Yeah, it's so amazing. Good. We just like got sandwiches. You can get any food you want and just eat it by the lake. It was so much fun. Have a little picnic.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's free.
So free.
Yeah.
We love free things.
Okay, back to what was it called? Discovery?
Discovery Park.
Have you guys
that
been
place
there?
Is cool.
Never been either.
What? Ricky, it's right down the street.
You said what?
It's right down the street.
See, I wouldn't have known I've been there if she didn't tell me, though. So, like, I've been there,
true.
But I just don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
So,
like,
Discovery Park.
Have you played spike ball?
Yes.
Okay.
We played spike ball there. They have a really fun playground.
The place is pretty.
That's fun.
Yeah. Very pretty.
And they have a lake, too. Like a little body of water.
A little body of water.
But my roommate and I go on walks there in the morning, and it's so much fun because from the dorms we just walk there. It's like a good mile. It's the perfect distance, and then you can watch the sunrise. It's so much fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
see. Check it out. Mm-hmm. I would walk there to watch the sunset. But
yeah,
that's me.
Sunset is so pretty from there too, though.
That's me. I don't wake up at that time.
Yeah,
but
oh, I have been to Discovery. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I have been.
It's fun, big. Right? It's
and
really
like
big.
Basketball.
Yeah, there's, oh, yeah, there's
okay.
so much.
Oh yeah,
I played
yeah.
Up there mm-hmm. and stuff.
Okay, so you're a basketball
yeah,
player too.
Nah, just for fun. Okay.
Okay. You do it all.
Yeah. No, it's a good time.
It's a good park. They have a lot.
It's big.
It's really big.
I forgot how big it was.
You can go on hikes there. Yeah.
So
really fun
Discovery
for the
Park.
Nature.
Yeah.
Discovery Park. Take and the whole family there.
Yeah. And skate parks are always free too.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But gosh, I had my 10th birthday party at a skate park in San Marcos. I can't remember
Wait,
the name.
Really?
What if it was Discovery?
Wow.
It might have been.
Wow, it all circles back.
It might
wow.
have been.
It all circles back for real.
Honestly.
Ricky's 10th birthday was at Discovery Park. So that's how you know that it's good.
Exactly.
That's how you know you need
oh
to.
Oh my gosh, there's also a bunch of escape rooms in San Marcos.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never been to
I've
one.
You've never done an escape room?
No, I've never been to one in San Marcos.
Oh.
I didn't know they have them.
We should all go. There's a bunch. They're everywhere.
Really?
No, we haven't been.
Did we go? Oh my gosh.
Oh, that would
we
be
should
fun.
Go. They're always fun cool. and there's so many that you can try them all because they're all
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
I think I went to one in Nevada.
Really?
Yeah.
Nevada. How was that experience?
Random. It was fun. It was
Did
a
you escape?
Run down, but yeah, we escaped,
hey.
But it was really hard.
Really?
Yeah, it was
no,
really hard.
They're kind
of
hard.
Them are tough.
They are tough. Yeah.
But and it's fun with a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true. It gets really chaotic.
Yeah, people are yelling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what else do we have here?
Oh.
What?
School sports games.
Oh,
why not?
My
go
gosh.
Support your Cougars.
Basketball games.
Yeah,
hey,
those
we're
are free.
Div 2. Come on.
I didn't even know that.
Why don't we have more fans?
Cougar
I say,
pride.
Yeah, we
Cougar
get everybody,
pride.
Like,
get
pep
out
rally.
On the field.
Yeah.
This is our own pep rally for the pep rally.
Exactly.
So
go to the soccer games. We have men's,
soccer
women's
games,
soccer
yes.
games, lacrosse,
Love
basketball.
Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
What
There's
else do we have?
We have
baseball. Baseball's huge here.
Baseball is huge.
Apparently,
here.
Very
yeah.
huge here.
We've never been to a game.
Cross country.
Yeah.
I went to a volleyball game one time.
Did you? How was that?
They were actually good, and I think we beat Chico State. It was like
wow.
my freshman year.
That's
wow.
an experience.
Yeah. I know.
They are fun.
I feel like we've only really been to basketball games.
Basketball games,
those
yeah.
are fun.
They're
I
really
like,
fun.
I like the gym like that they're in. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel
yeah.
like it's like a good environment. It gives
yeah.
High School Musical kind of.
And everyone's
really.
Screaming.
Yeah.
Right?
We got to get more people out
we
there.
We got to get
yeah.
more people out there.
So
yeah.
there's a lot of fans, it's fun. But
yeah.
if there's no fans, then...
We got to get like a section, like a student
yeah.
section where it's just like crazy.
Yes.
I mean, they have like the little Blue Crew thing.
There we go. We're going to join
Blue Crew.
More.
We need more.
We need more. We need the entire section to be Blue Crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, sports games.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Also, they have intramurals on campus.
They
yeah.
do
have you guys ever done it?
Yes, I have.
What?
I did intramural soccer, and
That's
that was a lot of fun.
What we did.
Lauren
yeah.
did that,
really?
Too.
But, like, I only attended one because my schedule didn't align. But, like, it was very fun.
Yeah.
It, I definitely I realized that I was out of shape from when I played
so
soccer. It was, like, a year, and then I was like, I could do it. Oh, yeah. my gosh. I was just... I was having a hard time, but it was fun. Very fun.
They're really fun. And
no,
you don't want to, like, commit to a team.
And that's mm-hmm. exactly, like, where I was at. Like, I really miss soccer, but I really didn't want to, like,
yeah.
have that commitment. Because,
yeah.
like, school and everything and all that. But
intramurals
were
that
fun.
That was perfect. And yeah. I was the cheerleader.
She
I was cheering
she
them
She was
on.
The team mom.
It's so much fun to just watch them.
That's
you bring
true.
The orange slices and,
yes,
like, the Capri
of course. All the
yeah,
snacks.
She
all
was
the
it.
Snacks.
She was
Iced water.
But she was encouraging us. It was great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun just to watch.
The push that I needed.
Yeah.
yeah. No, yeah. Very fun. Intramurals are good. And they also have, like, just pickup games, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just do, like, pickup basketball,
yeah.
all that. So, if you want to tap into your athlete side,
yeah.
yeah there
there's definitely options and different commitment levels, but, like,
yeah.
totally up to you.
I feel like a good way also to, like, I don't know, stay engaged is, like, getting active on campus. Like,
yeah,
all
definitely.
Those things are, like, good, but like oh there's like O team, the orientation team.
Oh yeah.
You know what, even like things like joining the USU.
Yes.
You know.
That did a lot.
We are gonna
me.
Be hiring.
Yeah,
we are hiring.
Yeah.
Wow.
All
so
positions.
And
look into
it's
that.
Such a good way to get yeah. involved.
It is. And it's like I feel like I know the school now. Like before
yeah.
like if I wasn't
yeah.
involved in the school like that, like
I would just like, go home.
Yeah,
exactly. I wouldn't be motivated to like
yeah.
look at different like places.
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. yeah. Also this really is so random, but it just reminded me of the extended learning building. I didn't know that was like a thing really.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
yeah.
There's so
I know
many
there's
classes.
Like the writing center in there
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
but I've never been, but like I went
yeah.
not too long ago and I was like this is such a good like study place.
Yeah,
and like
it's
just
good.
To like kind of like be off campus but like
mm-hmm.
not fully
mm-hmm.
like just a different
yeah environment. Different
yeah.
experience. Have you guys cool. heard of Innovation Hub?
I've not.
Wow,
tell us about it.
I just learned about it. It's right across the street from the Quad, and it's basically this whole building where you could come with an idea. Think of like Shark Tank.
Wait, you did tell me about this.
It's so cool.
Shark Tank.
Yeah. Yeah. You can come with an idea.
Were you offended when I just said no? You're like, I told you about this.
No, I kind of forgot, but I'm offended now.
That's funny.
You can come with like any idea that you have, and they have like engineers, they have people in there who will literally bring your ideas to life.
No,
it's
literally?
So cool.
I feel like you would have fun.
They have like a 3D printing machine. Yeah, you would like it.
I love Shark Tank.
Yeah,
Shark Tank.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. I didn't know that existed.
So if you have an idea, you know where to go now.
Yeah, sure.
Oh my gosh, the cafe.
Oh.
Have you ever eaten there, Ricky?
Oh, the campus
free,
cafe.
Like cafe.
The campus way.
New. It's not free. It's not free. But if you have a meal card, it basically is.
Yeah.
It basically.
Yeah,
is.
I've been there. I've. Eating there.
You like
they had,
it?
They had like little pizzas and they were honestly
there's
so good.
Big variety.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff.
I've only been there for like dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a meal card, so it's like $11.
I think it's, it's like around $11.
But it's like buffet style, like completely as much as you want.
Yeah,
yeah, so it's really so nice. College. I feel like I'm in college when I'm eating in there with my
just
friends.
Just like a little cafeteria.
Yeah, I love it.
And they have ice cream machines.
They have an ice cream machine. Yeah.
They do have a lot of stuff. It's like. Yeah, I was gonna compare it to Soup Plantation, R.I.P. But
love
it's
that
it's kind of that energy.
Yeah,
yeah.
The ice cream.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Ice cream place.
Winston. That place is good.
It's actually really good. Underrated ice cream.
They have a lot of options.
And during the season, there's like candy cane. There's like different types.
Really?
Yeah, like in Christmas
time.
Seasonal ice cream. There's like peppermint. There was I forgot what else there was, but like candy cane. Yeah, it was really good. So check there for seasonal flavors.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Also, Maya's cookies.
Oh, yes.
So good.
It's vegan cookies. It's all vegan.
So yummy.
So good.
I really
definitely
it's like,
recommend.
Not to compare it to Crumble, but it's like the best we have.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty good.
It's up there.
It's up there.
And you can walk there, get a fresh, warm cookie.
Oh, and you can get milk.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds so good right now.
I think we're just really hungry.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah, maybe we are.
Oh, yeah. But... Maya's cookies is pretty good. Just that whole little area down there.
Yeah, definitely recommend. There's that Italian place that's right there.
Mm-hmm. If you've been there like once.
Yeah. Pretty fancy.
Pretty good though. Yeah. Pretty good.
Really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their pasta's.
And then
so
there's
good.
There's a coffee shop there, but I've never been there. I don't know if it's open.
Oh yeah, I've never been there
I've
either.
Been there.
Is it good? There?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Because it's cute.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Really cute. Like
it's
I'm just taking it from its aesthetic.
Yeah,
but I've never been inside.
No, yeah, their coffee's pretty good.
Like I've definitely taken Instagram pictures outside of it.
Yeah.
But I've never entered the building.
I think a lot of people have.
Yeah. Never entered it, but yeah, there's a coffee shop.
They also have sushi and boba.
Oh my gosh, umami.
Yeah.
And
umami
tapioca.
Is so good.
Umami is very yum. Umami
sushi.
I love it's really and it's again you can literally walk there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So quick.
Yeah. If you don't want to go to the farmer's market, there's other restaurants.
That's why I feel like we're down there a lot and like we visit the there's also Get Fresh.
Get Fresh. They
what
do.
Is it called?
Yeah, Get
is
Fresh.
It?
Yeah. Or is that the one that's on campus?
Actually,
remember.
Wait, I'm confusing it.
There's the one that's down there, and it's like a smoothie acai.
They
place.
Have bomb acai bowls.
Yeah,
and they do student discounts.
They do. They,
if you say you're
we
a
didn't
student,
know that.
Student they discounts. Do student discounts.
Yes. Also, speaking of student discounts, if you go to the activity center, you can get discounts on movie tickets.
Oh, that's right. We haven't done that yet.
Haven't done that.
You can get movie tickets.
Because movie tickets are way too expensive.
They're
nowadays,
really expensive.
So you can get them for what, like $8, $9? I don't know if I'm lying.
Yeah,
right now.
Something like that.
Around
yeah.
there. Yeah. Oh, $9. We got
we are being told $9.
We are being confirmed that it's $9. So compared to like, I tried to see a movie
it's
the other
like
day.
$15
it was,
bucks.
It's like
$15.
$17. With the taxes
inflation.
For online. Crazy. So like $9. $9 movie tickets.
Recommend in the activity
like
center.
Half.
Yeah, just visit the activity
it's
center.
It's so good.
And you can get it from there.
Have you guys ever seen a, what is it called? Those movies that like they move?
A 4D movie?
4D movies.
We saw Batman in 4D.
Recommend.
We were flying in the Batmobile. It was
we
crazy.
Were literally in the Batmobile.
It wasn't like actually
where?
Flying.
It's just like an
we went to Edwards.
Oh.
It was in like Encinitas?
It was in Mira Mesa.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Recommend.
But it
if
was
you
really
want,
cool.
Yeah. Like, it's like you're on a roller coaster.
It was like, okay, like, they didn't have, like, the water effects. They were broken. But, like, you know, like, Universal Studios?
Yeah.
Those, like, little 4D movies?
That's crazy.
It was
exactly
cool.
Like that.
Yeah. So, you should definitely see a movie in 4D. He's very
Did you think of
cool.
something?
Yeah, yeah. The wild
space,
animal park.
His face
oh
just
my
lit
gosh,
up 15
yes.
minutes away.
Yes.
True. His face lit up over that one.
Yeah. Because I was thinking
window.
The 4D movies. I was thinking the zoo. And
yeah,
they have,
the
like,
zoo.
A, like, the Ice Age. I used to go to that as like a little kid. It was like
aww.
A 4D Ice Age movie.
Yeah.
But I thought of the Wild Animal Park. That's closer than in the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, it's closer.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
There you go.
San Diego Zoo is also a lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
And SeaWorld, if you want to commute that.
That's
far.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Obviously, like downtown San Diego, there's a lot down there.
Yeah.
But that's
so
a little
much.
Far. and but it's a little crowded.
Definitely should explore that. Yeah. There's so much down there.
There's definitely a lot to do.
Yeah. The cool thing about our campus is that it's like the closest beach is 15 minutes away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. San Diego is like 30 minutes away, I want to say. And then downtown LA is an hour and a half.
We're in a really good spot.
We're in the best spot ever.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go. Take advantage of
Take advantage.
Take advantage of that location. It's great.
You know, if you drive like me, maybe it's a little bit, you know, less time too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's commuting?
It's good. I'm moving in to a house soon. So
you are?
I won't be commuting that far anymore.
That's so fun. Lauren and I live on campus, so we don't know what it's like to commute, but
we don't know that life.
We don't know that life.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of commuters on campus.
Yeah, it's true.
Can we take a second to do Be Real?
I know, Be Real just went off. It just went off. I saw that.
Okay, smile.
Thanks for joining us. A little recap of what, you know, we just talked about is what to do off or on campus with or without a car. My favorite thing personally, I'd say, is go to the beach with friends. That's gonna be my
solid
thing.
Classic. I think my favorite thing is the farmers market. You just rely on it every Tuesday. It's something to look forward to. It's really fun.
3 to 7 p.m.
p.m. yes
get that right.
Get that right.
I think my favorite thing to do is just like the on-campus events, like Brazilian jiu-jitsu. We're definitely going back.
That's
this
so
week
funny. Yeah.
I will plug that forever.
And I feel like you can just find things just like exploring. If you just go out, like, there's really pretty sunsets everywhere.
That's true.
That's a good thing. But yeah.
Well, thank you.
Hope
guys.
You
this was so much fun.
Yeah, a little talk-ish. Hope you guys had fun.
Yeah,
we had fun.
It.
Speaking for everyone, I think we had fun.
I had a good time.
Me too.
So we're just going to wrap this up, and thank you for joining us. I think we're going to be releasing a new episode every week.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Yeah. Yes. All right, so we're going to release a new episode every week, so stay tuned.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.